The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The Gospel's a little doom and gloom today, isn't it? In the army, we had a saying, "Keep your head on a swivel." This was meant to be a sort of reminder to all of us soldiers to always be on guard, always be alert for all the enemies that are lurking around you, trying to get you. So the whole sense of the military and the soldiers was alertness, readiness, by keeping our head on a swivel. I'm reminded of a story, actually, from basic training or AIT. We were in our last week or so, and had one final FTX, field training exercise, that we had to go through. The morning of the training exercise, we got up at something like 4 a.m., because that's what military does. Having packed the night before, there wasn't much to do except get in formation and march out, and so we did it. And so we get into our teams, we load up our Humvees, and we head for the forests on base. Once there, each team had to take a rotation doing security on the perimeter to make sure that, you know, everyone's safe and sound and always got to be alert and ready for enemies. Luckily, though, my team wasn't first, so we got to kind of set up the tents, eat, sleep, hang out until it was our turn to go and actually pull security. But that meant we had it later into the evening, so well past day and everything. And normally, the way that the rotation worked this day was about 6 hours at a time, which is doesn't sound like a lot, you know, 8 hours worth of work in a day, right? So 6 hours on guard duty, not a big deal. And I don't know if you've ever been 20 years old standing in the gunner seat of a Humvee, twiddling your thumb for hours, but I can assure you it's one of the most boring things in the world. The first hour, sure, is all excitement. It's like, ooh, I'm, you know, in the middle of a field training exercise doing, like, military things, especially at 20 years old, you're super excited. And so you're standing up in the gunner's seat, like every little like break of a twig, your head immediately swivels. What was that? The gust of the wind rustles the leaves, immediately you turn. Was that the wind? Was that a mouse? Was that the enemy? And so for the first hour, you're very alert, very awake, very on top of everything. But then hour two comes, hour three, hour four, five, six, and still nothing and no one. And you're bored. Time has seemed to stand still for the last 6 hours, and so that sixth hour feels like it's been an eternity. until one moment during that sixth hour, your truck, your Humvee, starts to shake violently. I'm like, is that an earthquake? What's going on? You check to see if maybe one of your battle buddies in the cab has fallen asleep, maybe fell over because you're just, you know, tired. No, nothing. And then out of nowhere, a giant red marker comes down and slashes across your arm. And your drill sergeant leans over and says, keep your head on a swivel, soldier. And you lose an arm for the rest of the training exercise. So us here in the United States, well, really just in this age, in 2022, we live in what you might call the middle age. So in salvation history, we have a particular place in history where we live in this time between the resurrection, the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord, and his second coming. And today's gospel is all about this second coming, with war and pestilence and disease and also persecutions for Christians. But we live in this middle period. It's no longer the first hour. The first couple of years after our Lord's death, everyone was on guard and ready and excited, and they kept their head on a swivel. Fast forward 2,000 years, 2,022 years, in North America, in the United States, in Southern California, where there is not really much persecution, not much challenge, not much difficulties in our lives, we get complacent. We get tired. We get bored. Everything seems to be the same. And so we lose that initial anxiety and excitement and that initial alertness and readiness for the coming of the Lord. And so today, the phrase from the gospel acclamation is important, because as Christians, keeping your head on a swivel, always on the lookout for enemies, is not what we do, not as Christians. That's definitely a military thing, but for us Christians, it's a very different aspect, a really different understanding. Rather, our saying is more profound and more spirit-filled. Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Stand erect has a sense of readiness, and raise your heads out of dignity that we have received as sons and daughters of the Most High. From the blood of the cross, salvation has come to us. Stand erect and raise your heads. We have to be ready for the second coming. We may be in the sixth hour. More than likely, we're in the second hour, and we're already bored. We're already tired of standing watch. But today, Christ is calling us to do just that, to be ready. Because we don't know when his second coming is coming. We don't know when this is going to happen. It could be today, tomorrow, but it also could be another 2,000 years. But regardless of what it is, we have to be ready for it. That means loving God, loving your neighbor as yourself, treating every single person with human dignity. One of the last things that I want to mention, because with the church, we work in cycles, right? So we know Three years in the liturgical cycle. The penultimate Sunday of the ordinary time, which today's the 33rd, we have one more week before we get into Advent and everything. So this Sunday, last year, this year, next year, we always talk about the last things. Heaven, hell, death, judgment, all of this comprises the last things. And so one of the things I do want to just briefly mention, because part of my work as your priest is I visit a lot of people in the hospitals who are suffering and dying, and this idea of death is not something that we have to be afraid of as Christians. It's nothing to be afraid of, because very specifically, Christ has conquered death. He has gone before us to prepare a place for us. He is already waiting for us. I mean, he waits for us here in the tabernacle, but he's also waiting for us once we pass, once we go to the judgment, once we go before God. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for us very specifically with open arms, wanting to greet us. But that doesn't negate the fact that we have to be ready for it. We have to avail ourselves of the sacraments, especially the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, communion, confession, baptism, if we haven't gotten that, confirmation, marriage, last rites. All of the things that the church provides, that God himself provides through his church, is here for us to take advantage of so that we can be ready for the second coming of Christ. My brothers and sisters, God bless you.